Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Russell Dorsey, National MLB Insider for Yahoo Sports.
For Cubs fans, you want to be playing games in September that matter. You want to be heading into the next season with your arrow pointing up.
Insider and analyst for Friday Night Baseball on Apple TV+.
Actions speak louder than words. Specifically, Jerry Reinsdorf saying, you know what? I don't know any of y'all. And I'm not going to even go through the process. I'm going to pick the guy right now that I want to be the general manager of the Chicago White Sox.
Insider and analyst on MLB Network. Co-host of the Sports Adjacent podcast.
I don't let it get to that point where I have 1,000 unread emails.
I have 277 right now.
You have bodies in your house, bro.
Russell Dorsey.
What's up, Russ?
With Bernstein and Holmes on 670 The Score. The Score.
Russell Dorsey is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. And you can always know that it's your Thursday when, actually usually Wednesday, I should say, this time of year. Yes. So I shouldn't say that because it isn't his regular time. But Russell Dorsey is Yahoo Sports' national MLB insider. He is with us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. And his most recent piece for Yahoo Sports has this headline: Chicago White Sox facing a bleak present and a long road back to relevance. And after reading the piece, I would say the headline writer was diplomatic, if not kind. You didn't paint much of a happy picture there, Russ.
No, and it's not a lot of happy things going on the South Side. Before we get into the White Sox, let me tell you guys this. Joshua Perry is one of the best college football analysts in the country, and I was so excited to see that he was on the show, and I listened earlier today, and that people got to hear him. He is one of the brightest minds out there, both college and NFL. He's also one of my closest friends. I am really excited that you guys had him on the show.
I agree. I think he does phenomenal work, and I was glad that he was available to come be on the show. So I think that there can be room for him to make some regular visits.
Sweet. All right, now back to the White Sox. Bad. I think something that I wanted to know was, I think we all watch baseball and we could all see that the White Sox are the worst team in baseball. But what I wanted to know was, how do you go about this season with Yoan Moncada, Luis Robert, Eloy Jimenez, all out? where they probably were going to be a bottom three team in baseball with those guys. Without those guys, now you are indeed the worst team in baseball. And it's the juxtaposition for me, guys, of you had people that were picking them to go to the World Series a couple of seasons ago. And it was – they were so quick out of their winning window that what they're about to face isn't the same situation that they had in 2016, 2017, where – you flipped your veterans for blue chip prospects. Outside of Colson Montgomery and how people feel about Edgar Carroll, like, you really don't have anybody that you can flip for said blue chip prospects. So this is going to be a long and grueling road. And so me talking to Sox general manager Chris Getz was just finding out, all right, how do you go about doing this now with a different set of circumstances?
So how does he feel about this? Because look, it's an opportunity to be a general manager. He was probably promoted 3 or 4 years too soon to be a general manager. Now that he has this opportunity, and it's a rancid one, what does he think about the job that's in front of him?
Look, he said it to me, and I used the quote in my tweet, like, it's going to take some time. And I know the reaction from Sox faithful, and I put out the story today, was they said it wasn't going to take time. That's why they hired him. I get all that. I will also say that you could look at the roster, you could look at the farm system, and you could make your own determination that it was going to take a while because they just don't, they are just at a talent deficit. Like, every day they play baseball, the likelihood is that the other team is going to have significantly more talent than the Chicago White Sox. And so I think for Chris Getz, it is he understands the idea of same old White Sox, right? Especially being an internal candidate that they hire without going through a true hiring process. But, you know, I think for him, you bring in Josh Barfield from Arizona, you bring in Brian Bannister from San Francisco, you bring in Gene Watson from Kansas City, and get outside voices that is different than what we've seen from the White Sox in years prior, as you start to build through the draft, build internationally again, in a time where, look, the rules change now. You're not just going to be able to be a 105-loss team, get the number one spot in the draft, and get your Jackson Holliday, get your Paul Skenes, get your Adley Rutschman, like we saw teams do for a long time, what the Cubs and Theo Epps' team did when Theo and Jed first got to Chicago. So they're going to have to go about it in a different way. Time will tell if this different way for Chris Getz works, but this is the process that they feel they have to take to get back to what I call baseball relevance.
Do you think, and I don't want to talk too much about the White Sox, but 30 seconds or less, is Grifol going to last the season?
I think so, from the standpoint of, at this point, with the circumstances that you have, what, I don't want to say what difference does it make, but in the grand scheme of things,
because he's an idiot.
Why do it?
I mean, because he's an idiot. And you've got Charlie Montoya right there. If nothing else, you show the players that somebody else at least cares.
I understand your point of the showing players, especially young players, that, hey, we need better. At the same time, in my gut, do I think they do that? No.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores. Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.